In this bulletin, officials say Victoria's health crisis is improving despite 466 new cases and 12 deaths. The Treasurer wants answers on Victoria's hotel quarantine failures. And in sport, another NRL coach forced to self-isolate for 14 days. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Australia's coronavirus crisis continues to intensify as hundreds of new cases are diagnosed and the national death toll rises. The country is fast approaching a total of 21,000 cases of COVID-19 after Victoria recorded 466 new infections. The state also reported another 12 deaths, taking the national death toll to 278. Despite the latest figures, Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says there is stabilisation in the numbers.
We've got 400 to 500 cases each day. That has been more or less the average for the last week. That's not good enough, but it is a positive that we've averted an exponential increase through the last couple of weeks. If we hadn't stabilised these numbers, we would have seen thousands of cases per day. There are estimates we've averted 20,000 or more cases by virtue of the stage three restrictions. But as I say, that hasn't been enough. That's been able to stabilise the numbers.
Almost 200 Victorians have been fined for breaching restrictions, including a man who was caught breaking curfew to buy cigarettes and lollies. Meanwhile, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Victorians deserve to know the truth about the state's bungled quarantine regime, which is currently the centre of an investigation. Mr. Frydenberg called on the state government to be honest about the program's failures because Victorians deserve answers.
It should never have got to this, but it has, and we are where we are. Well, there have clearly been very serious failures when it comes to quarantine in Victoria with deadly consequences, and Victorians are entitled to know more and to get the answers. They know the what, but they don't know the how and the why when it comes to the quarantine failures. I'll leave that to the Victorian government to provide that explanation as Victorians need and deserve.
The Treasurer is also applying pressure on states and territories, calling for increased contributions in the nation's economic recovery. New South Wales has recorded 9 new cases of COVID-19. It is the first time the state has reported a single-digit daily figure in over a fortnight. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty has warned against complacency because there are mystery infections that cannot be traced to a known source.
While most cases in the past week have been associated with local clusters and close contacts with known cases, 9 have not been linked to known cases, indicating that COVID is circulating in the community. It's extremely important we all play our part in preventing COVID all the time.
There are 107 active cases in the state, 9 patients in intensive care and 6 on ventilators. 2 of the latest infections are returned overseas travellers. Delays of over 90 minutes are being experienced at Queensland's southern border after it closed to people from New South Wales, the ACT and Victoria. Only freight and emergency workers and residents of border towns are now permitted to cross. Police have turned away 142 people from the border since the travel ban took effect at 1 a.m. this morning. Chief Superintendent Mark Wheeler says 18 Queenslanders were amongst the group who will now have to pay $2,800 for hotel quarantine upon their return.
There's going to be considerable cost for them, not only when they fly back home, they also then need to go into quarantine at their own expense. So it's a very costly exercise, but there was significant warning put out during the week. So it's unfortunate, but this is all about stopping COVID-19 coming into Queensland.
And in the United States, a counterintelligence official has warned that China, Russia and Iran are planning to meddle in the 2020 US election. William Evanina, director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center, says the electoral process is being influenced through online disinformation and other means. Russia is already sabotaging Joe Biden to boost Donald Trump, while China is backing Mr. Biden and Iran is aiming to create chaos. President Donald Trump has promised to look into these allegations very closely while launching a renewed attack on postal voting.
We're going to watch all of them. We have to be very careful. The biggest risk that we have is mail-in ballots, because with the mail-in ballots, called universal mail-in ballots, it is a much easier thing for a foreign power, whether it's Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, many others, people, countries you wouldn't expect, It's much easier for them to forge ballots.
In the NRL, Brisbane Broncos coach Anthony Seibold will spend the next 14 days in self-isolation after staying in Sydney for personal reasons. Club management say Mr. Seibold is dealing with a serious family matter and could not fly back to Brisbane with the team last night. Due to COVID regulations, he must self-isolate for 14 days once he returns to Queensland. Meanwhile, Nathan Brown has been announced as the New Zealand Warriors coach starting next season. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Possible storms and heavy rain in Perth and Melbourne, partly cloudy in Adelaide, Hobart and Cairns, a shower or two in Sydney, Newcastle and Wollongong, sunny and warm conditions in Brisbane and Darwin. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.